You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I sent you I just texted you, 7 surprising things you can clean with cream of tartar.
I see that. And yeah, I had asked what you actually put that in, and the consensus on the text line is snickerdoodles and Play-Doh. That's what you put the cream of tartar in. I had no idea.
That's right. I think I've heard about when you make homemade Play-Doh.
Or slime, too. I think you put it in some of the slime.
Yeah, other than that,
it's in snickerdoodles.
The funny thing is, the 7 things they've listed that you can clean with it don't include like tea or coffee mugs, but I'm telling you, man, it makes it like a brand new mug. So if you've always done the baking, is it baking powder or baking soda? I think it's baking soda. If you've ever done the baking soda and vinegar trick, which does the same thing, the key with that is that you've got, as soon as you mix them together, you've immediately got to clean, because once it sits for a while, it doesn't have the same potency.
So it takes rust off kitchen tools, stains off linens, it repairs brass and copper pots, and the funny thing is we're consuming this.
Yeah.
What's it doing to my intestines?
You're not consuming the brass and copper.
No, but this particular spice, you know, can put a shine to pots and pans. What's it doing to my colon?
Yeah, but the same thing with the baking soda and vinegar. You're consuming both of those.
I'm concerned about this is all I'm saying.
Well, you're concerned about everything.
I don't know if I want this inside of me.
It's
making my aluminum shiny again.
I've been trying for 18 years to get you to stop living a life of fear. I'm failing.
You should see how bright and shiny my anus is right now.
I've heard. Down at the jailhouse they're talking
if
about.
If I'm ever lost on a deserted island and I need a mirror for reflection, I'm just going to drop my pants and point my booty to the sun.
I will tell you, when I had my colonoscopy, they did tell me that my colon was spotless. And like,
of course like they did.
Like a,
it's because it's you.
No.
Mr. Testa, you have an exquisite colon.
You could eat off of my colon. I'm telling
you. We've never seen a colon so beautiful as yours.
Yeah, they even gave me a photo. I wish I still had it. There's like a photo.
While we were doing it, we took some selfies with your butthole.
In fact, I think I posted it years ago,
you
didn't
did?
I?
You probably did.
It was a photo of my colon from the inside, and they were like, this is remarkable. It's shiny
beautiful.
And new. Anyway.
Michelangelo could have painted on this. So
I don't know if it would look that way today, because you know what I had for dinner last night?
Tell me
In
now.
Fact, let me send you another photo.
Tell me, show me now.
All 3 people in this household had one thing for dinner last night. Here, I'm sending it to you right flipping now. No vegetables, no protein, no nothing. This was dinner.
Looks like we got a slab of chocolate cake right there.
Nothing but chocolate cake in front of all 3 of us.
And I see 2 of the plates have forks and 1 has a spoon, which I'm guessing is yours.
Correct.
Eating that cake with a spoon, you fatty.
I will challenge anyone that if you're eating cake with a fork, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, see, and I like it. Because I like when the crumbs are left and you take the fork and you squish them on all the crumbs and it sticks to the fork and then you take that final bite.
You can still do that with a spoon.
Can you?
But the spoon is the superior device for eating cake.
I'm going to tell you, you need to get some cream of tartar on those utensils, though.
Yeah,
a little rough.
Probably do. Anyway, that was dinner last night.
It's really good, man.
It was a birthday cake for me and it was delish. Homemade chocolate cake.
That's living right there, man.
Gretchen's like, do you want dinner too? I was like, no, if you're making chocolate cake.
The one in the middle has the corner piece, it looks like.
Yeah.
That's the best piece.
Gretchen goes for corner.
That's the best piece.
Speaking of food, there's another story. It seems to come out every few years and people either reject it or they just don't know about it. But it's a tip with Labor Day weekend quickly approaching and people will be doing some more cookouts. It's another move by the so-called experts that you should be eating your burgers upside down.
Okay. All right.
The idea being, you know, there's 2 different kinds of buns, right? Your bottom bun is thinner and flatter.
Yep.
And the top bun is thicker and sturdier, right? So there's a variety of ideas here. A, you flip it upside down. That thicker, sturdier bun should be on the bottom anyway, because it has to support all the greasiness and everything.
Okay, that's solid, yeah.
Secondly, it exposes your taste buds, they say, to more flavors, because when you flip it over, Because think about when you build a burger. Everyone close your eyes. Even those of you driving right now, close your eyes. And you imagine you're at a barbecue and somebody has like toasted the buns. So you put the bun on your plate. You got the flat, small bun on the bottom. What do? The first thing you do is generally is you put your burger on there. Right? And then you put stuff on top of it, whether it's lettuce, tomato, mustard. Some people are weirdos and put ketchup on a burger. All of that, onions, whatever, and you pile it on top. So supposedly, when you flip the burger over, you're getting the tasty burger part at the top. In other words, your taste buds on the roof of your mouth are getting that rather than a mouthful of lettuce.
But aren't your taste buds on your tongue and not the roof of your mouth?
I don't know. Also, I'm just going by the story.
Okay.
They say if you have it normal way, you're mostly just tasting the condiments and the toppings, whereas, which is okay.
This is stupid.
But the burger is where it is. And then they say it's easier to pick up a burger when you eat it upside down.
Look at me with my hands right now. Okay. Yeah, I guess.
I know you don't ever want to change and try new things, but I want you to try a new thing this time.
Okay, look at how you hold the burger with your thumbs on the bottom, okay? I'm taking a bite. If that bigger, fluffier bun is on the bottom, my thumbs are going into that bottom fluffy bun.
Which could be good.
Which is my rap name, DJ Bottom Fluffy Bun. But the thumbs go into that squishier bun. I guess, yeah, it could give you a better grip on it. So you don't get as much slippage.
If you're eating, let me read directly from the story. If you're eating it right side up, you have to slide your thumbs under it. But from an ergonomic standpoint, it's actually easier to slide your fingers under there with your thumbs on top and then flip it 180 degrees. So you're going under like this with your thumb on top and your fingers underneath.
And then you flip
Then you flip it.
And you still got the big fluffy bun on the bottom then.
Correct. I'm just here trying to help.
Can I just make it like normal and then stand on my head and eat it?
I'm not crazy about the big fluffier bun. I am not opposed if hamburger buns were both the bottom bun, both top and bottom. And that could be why I was going to do that food truck. Remember for years I was threatening to do a food truck that was Dominic's Muffin Burgers?
Yeah.
And it was all cheeseburgers served on English muffins because the muffins are thinner and you get more of the deliciousness of the burger.
That's a sturdy
bread,
too.
And not just a big
too.
Mouthful of bread.
Like a toasted English muffin is sturdy, man. You're not getting
so good.
Leakage on that at all.
So I think maybe it's kind of like where Seinfeld did, you know, they were just selling the muffin tops. Maybe there needs to be all burger bottoms.
That's pretty good.
I'm an idea man.
Pretty good. I like the fluffy top, though, so I'm sorry I wouldn't purchase the burger bottoms. I like the fluffy top.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. What if you just broke up your packages so that one person could get two bottoms and you could have two tops?
I love it.
How would you feel about having the top on the top and the top on the bottom?
It's almost too much. Too much bread at that point.
You just don't like
when
new
are
things.
They just going to start coming out with four packs of burger buns instead of the eight? Because that's all we use at the house. We just make four burgers. There's four of us. And then the other four just sit on the counter for a week until they start getting moldy and we throw them away.
Pro tip for
you. I'm not freezing them.
Pro tip, not to buy the prepackaged hamburger buns, but instead go to the bakery part of the grocery store.
Yeah, you can do that.
And get four of those special like brioche buns or whatever.
Yeah.
And you just get those individually and get four of those. Superior taste anyway.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Sure.
So stop buying the prepackaged buns and flip the damn burger over.
All right. Honestly, I just want a steak instead.
Yeah, basically, I don't care. You do whatever the hell
I just
you
want a steak.
You can eat a pile of garbage. I really don't care.
We are making burgers on Monday, though. We're having a little get-together for Nick Nack's birthday, and we're going to be grilling some burgers and... So that'll be a good time.
How old is Nicole now?
She'll be 43. I'm going to text her.
Because I don't trust you anyway.
Three? Two? Two, three. Right?
I'll find out.
43.
She born in 80?
Yeah, she'll be 43.
Right.
Dang, she's getting up there.
Mm-hmm. Time to trade her in for a new model.
About time. No.